Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Welcome back to Swing Time. Well, if you are wondering what track we went out on at the end of the first hour, I can tell you that it was a session organised by the Vogue Records, that's Vogue Records France, A&R man Henri Renault, for release in Europe. And yes, Henri Renault did invite himself to sit on the piano stool for that session. It comes under the heading now of Birdlanders, but it's been called a number of groups over the years, and they were J.J. Johnson trombone, Al Cohen tenor, Milt Jackson vibes, as I mentioned, Henri Renault piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Charlie Smith drums. It was recorded in New York City on the 5th of February 1954, and it was, of course, I Remember April. Mike Coates here, continuing with today's selections for Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This next British musician has been in this part of Northern England quite often recently, first with visits to the Scarborough Jazz Festival and also in Sheffield recently. It's Alan Barnes, and we're going to hear him play some music, music that he hears.
Thank you.
course, we didn't hear I Hear Music. We were, however, able to pick up another track from that disc, which is called Barnstorming. And quite appropriately, after a quick rap over the knuckles to the presenter, the track was called In the Doghouse. It was played by Alan Barnes and Harry Allen from that CD, Barnstorming, with the rest of the lineup, Alan Barnes on alto and Harry Allen on tenor, of course. John Pierce was the pianist. Dave Chamberlain on bass with Bobby Worth at the drum kit. It was recorded at the Bull's Head in Barnes, no relation, in London on the 12th of January 2006. And as I mentioned, the track we eventually heard was was In the Doghouse. Inclusion of that Alan Barnes disc in the playlist enables me to give the gig guide for Sheffield and area, because once again Alan Barnes is playing locally. Thursday he plays Chesterfield Jazz Club. That's at the Old House, Chesterfield, and it takes place on Thursday the 16th of October. Opening time there, 7:30. I think that's for 8 o'clock music start. And the rest of the gig guide for this week is quite long and is as follows. Tomorrow at the Lescar, it's the 15th of October, a triple bill comprising first Will Shaw drums and Jez Matthews piano playing interactive and in-the-moment improvisations of original compositions by Thelonious Monk and Paul Motian. The second part of that three-part presentation is Lurie Montenegro on guitar and vocals, James Peacock bass with vocals, with Mahon McCoy also providing vocals. And they bring an acoustic versions of tunes from their band Pellegrini, a blend of indie, progressive, rock, folk, pop and Brazilian music. And thirdly, on this triple bill, the legendary house band will reform to perform carefully selected jazz tunes as well as some original compositions. The full lineup for that reappearance of the legendary house band has yet to be announced. Also on Wednesday, the 15th of October, Leopold Square, Sheffield, the Dizzy Club, a group of individuals who are quite well known in the area now. Thursday, as already announced, Alan Barnes at the Old House in Chesterfield. And on Thursday, a presentation by Sheffield Jazz. This will be at the Crooks Social Club, 8 p.m. at Mule House Road, with Josephine Davis's group, Sitari. They consist of Josephine Davis, saxophones, Aliona Make, piano, Dave Wakefield on bass, and Angus Bishop, drums. They play contemporary jazz with folk influences. And also, to set the record straight, after a somewhat interrupted flow to the Keith Peters timetable, who had to rearrange for the month of September their performance at the club on Farm Road, they will be offering their next gig at Farm Road on Tuesday, the 28th of October. And of course, we'll be making appropriate comment about that in appropriate due course. Now, for some top class musicians. We are going to hear a track by Sonny Rollins, and one of Sonny Rollins' characteristics really is the fact that he had quite a knack for choosing unusual tunes for his recording sessions. And by unusual, I mean pieces that you wouldn't probably expect to associate with a jazz performance. One of the first I recall was There's No Business Like Show Business, played by Sonny Rollins tenor, Ray Bryant on piano, George Morrow bass with Max Roach, and some very fine drumming from Max on this track. It was recorded in the Van Gelder Studios, Hackensack, New Jersey, on the 2nd of December 1955, and it is the track There's No Business Like Show Business. We'll be right back. Sonny Rollins, when he had just started to make a name for himself, there's no business like show business. After a recording session, which also involved a 12-piece string section, and it was held between the hours of 1 p.m. and 11 p.m, 10 hours in effect, the jazz contingent on the next record decided to record 4 more tunes, but without the strings. This is one of the tracks. The group were Kenny Duverne with the Bob Haggart Orchestra, Kenny Duverne clarinet, Howard Alden guitar, Bob Haggart leader and bass, Bobby Rosengarten. I think orchestra's a bit grandiose to describe a small section like that, but nevertheless, it was the Bob Haggart Orchestra. They were recorded in the BMG Studio A, which is in New York City, on the 11th of September 1991. And they are playing the track Travelling All Alone. Quite a pleasant track, I think you would agree. And Kenny Duverne in fine form. So here goes with Travelling All Alone. Thank you. we didn't hear the string section on that record. Bob Haggart had done arrangements in the periods when he was associated with Bob Crosby and Louis Armstrong. Also, rather later, when he was accompanying the members of the world's greatest jazz band. One musician I'm going to miss after his sad passing early this year is Russell Malone. Russell Malone found inspiration from a wide range of jazz musicians: Benny Golson, Thad Jones, Bill Evans, Wayne Shorter, Mulgrew Miller, Duke Pearson. I think that his selection of music in the past was quite varied, and I don't believe I can remember him playing on a bad record. So, a little tribute here to Russell Malone with a track of his own composition called Sweet Georgia Peach. Russell Malone on guitar is accompanied by Kenny Barron, piano, Ron Carter, bass, and Lewis Nash on drums. It was recorded in New York City at the Avatar Studios between the 17th and 19th of February 1998. This is Russell Malone's Sweet Georgia Peach. there demonstrating the quality of his music. And what a sad loss to jazz. The Stan Getz album, from which my next selection is taken, has the title The Stan Getz Quartet in Paris. The featured song here was composed by a French musician, but I think it came to fame with the English words "who on a disc was introduced by Peggy Lee." The track in English is called "When the World Was Young," and it's played here by the Stan Getz Quartet with Stan Getz tenor, Gary Burton vibes, Steve Swallow bass, and Roy Haynes drums. Recorded in the Salle Pleyel in Paris on the 13th of November 1966. And I must say, if you are sitting as comfortably as I did on my visits to the Salle Pleyel, then you are sitting in luxury indeed. However, Stan Getz plays When the World Was Young.
Mm-hmm.
There are a number of musical pieces that seem to be especially suited to Stan Getz's talent. I think that composition was one of them. Coming up next, somewhat of a far cry from Stan Getz's smooth approach there. The combination of organ and tenor saxophone usually denotes a hard-driving, no-holds-barred approach to a jazz performance. I think that you will find Babyface Willette and Fred Jackson give value for money. Thank you. Was taken from the Blue Note album Face to Face. We had Babyface Willette organ, Fred Jackson tenor, Grant Green the guitar player, and Ben Dixon drums. Recorded in the Van Gelder Studios on the 3rd of January 1961. This is Mike Coates. I hope you've enjoyed the show today, and there's been some rather different jazz presented. I hope you've enjoyed it. Certainly, I expect to be back for more Swing Time music next Tuesday at 1 p.m. when I expect John Yule to be back in harness. And of course, do take good care out there. There are a large number and many fine recordings of Joseph Cormer's Autumn Leaves. versions by Errol Garner, Bill Evans, Jim Hall and Ron Carter come readily to mind. Miles Davis did it on more than one occasion, and I'm going out today with one that he did with Cannonball Adderley. Autumn Leaves by Cannonball Adderley and Miles Davis. Davis trumpet, of course, Cannonball alto. Hank Jones is the piano player. Sam Jones is the bass player. And Art Blakey at the drum kit. Recorded on the 9th of March 1958, again at the Van Gelder Studios in Hackensack, New Jersey. This is their version of Autumn Leaves. Take care out there.